All right, I'm here at the American Farm Bureau Federation booth at NAFB Trade Talk. With me is President Bob Stallman. And Bob, it's good to see you because I don't get to talk to you very much.
Good to have you here and good talking with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Farm Bureau has been quite involved in the climate change bill, as they call it, on the Hill. What do you think about where we're at right now with that bill? How does Farm Bureau feel about some of the changes that have been made? Where do you think this bill is going to go?
Well, big questions all. The House bill that was passed, we worked very hard with Chairman Colin Peterson to get some provisions in there that would be beneficial to agriculture in terms of an offsets program and having USDA run it. Still, at the end of the day, we had to oppose it because long-term it will not be good for American agriculture. In fact, that bill, we believe, will downsize American agriculture, say by at least 20%, because a lot of analysis that shows how great it is for agriculture in terms of increasing revenues get there by reducing cropland, moving it into forests, reducing the amount of commodities we produce, and raising the price of commodities for both farmers, which could be considered good, and also raising price of food, which may not be so good. But long-term, it reduces our ability to produce food just at a time when the world is saying we need 70% more food by 2050. So we don't think it's a good idea.
Now, that's not what the Secretary of Agriculture is saying. He's saying that this is going to make farmers money. Why the discrepancy there?
We're still asking USDA to explain how they come up with those numbers and to how many crop acres go out of food production into trees, and we're not getting the answer to that question yet.
Now, another issue that we have that we're facing here, especially with the energy bill and the that was passed 2 years ago at this point, and implementing the renewable fuels standard, the indirect land use issue. What is Farm Bureau doing as far as that issue is concerned and making sure that that doesn't have implications for agriculture as well?
Well, that indirect land use issue is an attempt by those in the environmental community who just don't like big corn production and corn ethanol. It's an attempt by them to figure out a way to remove the use of corn ethanol from a renewable fuel standard. Well, we're opposed to that. Number one, the science, there is no science. It is pure speculation. And how you can say that an acre producing corn ethanol here is going to change a specific acre in a specific country in a specific part of the world, and they're going to grow some specific other crop is nonsense. That's not the way the markets work. That's not the way production decisions work. So we think it's a false approach to analysis for the very beginning. We know that renewable fuels in this country are good because they reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy, and they are lower carbon than the fossil fuels that we use. And so we need to move forward with increasing use rather than trying to figure out ways to cap that use.
Another issue on the Hill, of course, has been the health care bill. Where does Farm Bureau stand on that bill?
We oppose the House bill. Obviously, there's a lot of issues for rural America with health care. It's access, it's number of practitioners, how far do you have to drive to get to a facility. It's Medicare reimbursement rates that basically damage rural America as opposed to the rates that are paid to urban and suburban areas. So there's a lot of issues. Unfortunately, it's the big picture stuff that is really bad. Our policy does not support a public-run health insurance program. We specifically oppose that, so we oppose the House bill. The Senate bill, that still remains to be seen what kind of a option they come up with, if any, and there's some other issues that the Senate will be considering. It looks now like the process will drag into 2010 before a bill comes out of the Senate. And then, of course, there'll be different bills, and they'll have to be conferenced. And so we're a ways from passing health care legislation, although I do think it will be passed. The only question is it going to make our health care system better, and how much of a bill are the taxpayers going to have to foot?
Okay, switching gears now. We did, AgWire, ZimCom did some presentations to your council presidents this year about using new media, both on the national level with American Farm Bureau and the individual state farm bureaus. Why do you think that that's important for Farm Bureau and the Farm Bureau leadership to get involved with new media like Twitter and Facebook and that kind of thing? Why do you think that's important?
Well, these are new communication tools. There are communication tools that are being rapidly adopted within society, and we have to communicate with society, and so we use the tools that are available. And no, even my old self has a Facebook page now, and it's just another way of trying to send our message and talk about the issues that are important to farmers. I think more importantly, though, the technology gives farmers a much easier way to put the face of agriculture on their own operation. Some of them are posting videos of their operations, videos of how they take care of animals, talking about where they're going out this morning to feed some cattle, and then they're going to go, run a combine and cut some corn or whatever the case may be. And I think that interests consumers. So it's a new vehicle for us to be able to communicate our messages, and we're trying to take full advantage of it.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob Stallman, president of American Farm Bureau. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.